You sure you don't want another cup of coffee? Well, run me off if you want your privacy. Sometimes I can just ramble. Tell me more about Dallas. I've never been there. Jeff, never been anywhere, really. Yeah, I know we're only 4 hours away from Las Vegas, but I've never been there either. After high school, me and another girl tried to save up our money to move there, but I ended up having to bail my stepdad out of jail, and she left without me. Yeah, I know, right? Definitely not a good friend. But I heard last year she got fat and divorced, and she was working at Waffle House. Well, that's true. But this isn't as bad as Waffle House, right? Okay, good. And our waitresses are better than Waffle House. Yeah. Oh, stop. You're just saying that because I put you on the spot. Why didn't I go later? Well, I didn't think my old car could make it. It's an old Chevelle. No, don't get too excited. It's a piece of junk, really. I was gonna fix it up later, but I could never afford to get it running right, or even to have it painted. No, trust me, it's a heap. It's a heap. What do you drive? No way. That's an amazing car. No, I've never ridden in one, but they're so pretty. Not really. I'm not really one of those girls that like works on cars. If you saw my car, you would know that. But I love them. I can't believe you drive a Corvette. I would love to see it. Really? Oh my goodness, you're right. We are about to close. I can't believe we talked that long. Are you sure I didn't bother you? Seriously? Right now? Wow. What a cool car. It looks like like a spaceship inside. I can't help it. I get easily excited. Oh my goodness. I've never really done anything like this either. Of course, I don't. You don't have to worry. I'm not completely naive just because I've never left the state. Like, I know this is the cruise control, and that's the GPS, and this is the shift knob, right? No? Oops. I guess I am totally naive. Oh, really? You always had a thing for waitress uniforms? Sorry for your wait, mister. May I please take your order? What's on the menu? Well, you're not exactly a regular customer. I think I'm gonna have to limit you to the lunch menu, sir. What's on the lunch menu? Well, I mean, we are a diner, so most things things are on the lunch menu. Yeah, yes. Those are on the menu. Oh. Yes. Oh God, that feels so good. Yes, I like that so much. You are really good at that. Yeah, you can bite them a little. My. That sends shivers down my spine. Yes, pinch some. You do? They look bigger out of my uniform. I wonder what else looks bigger uncovered. Maybe you'd like to try something else from the lunch menu, mister. Yes, that's on the menu, but maybe I can offer the special. That's right. Does that seat go back, baby? Take it easy, baby. I guess even a small town girl from the middle of nowhere still managed to pick up a few tricks. Slow down there, mister. Huh? Are you gonna continue at this motel? We don't have one of those. What? Are you serious? I think you're not thinking clearly because all the blood has rushed out of your head. And it's in your dick. What is in my mouth? Really? You can't be serious. Come with you? I mean, of course, but I don't know. Oh no. I want to. I can't believe it. No, you're not pressuring me. Let me show you how excited I am. Yes, baby. Oh, come on. I served you a nice hot meal, didn't I? Don't you want to return the favor? Yeah, that's it. Right there. Are you sure you're not going to be too sleepy to drive now? Full stomach, empty balls? No. I guess you don't know me well enough to let me drive yet. Well, that's true. We are both holding something back. Well, if you're not going to sleep, I am. Wake me up when we get to the Nevada line and pull over. I might have a few other surprises for you.